The lawsuit, filed on behalf of four Techida inmates earlier this year, charged the prisoner with neglecting the medical needs of prisoners and providing health care that fails to meet constitutionally required standards. The U.S. Department of Justice raised similar concerns about the prison in a report released in May. Attorney Todd Winstrom of the group Disability Rights Wisconsin says the prison simply didn't have the staff to meet the needs of mentally ill prisoners.
Since they don't have the staff to provide the treatment, their response is to toss them in segregation. People with mental illness get worse when they sit in segregation. Their behaviors get worse, and it's a vicious circle then.
The director of health for the DOC, Dr. David Burnett, says Techida now has doubled the hours a psychiatrist is on duty to 64 hours a week, and a registered nurse is available for two shifts instead of one on the weekends. Burnett says the ACLU lawsuit helped focus attention on issues the department knew it had to deal with.
That, I would say, has been somewhat of a catalyst of sorts. We've been able to achieve some savings elsewhere so that we had funds within the healthcare budget to meet those additional financial commitments now with additional staff.
Burnett says the National Commission on Correctional Health has completed an accreditation audit of eight of the state's prisons, and the DOC is working on a multi-year plan to upgrade health care. Meanwhile, the state has asked a federal judge to dismiss the ACLU lawsuit, but the Civil Liberties Group has asked the judge to let the suit go forward, hoping for a ruling that would legally bind the state to follow through on its health care improvement plans. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.